boy was searching for his lost goat, wandering the west side of the sea. In a cliff he found a cave, through a stone, and then he heard the shattering of sealed up pottery.
What was in the pottery?
Just keep listening.
There were several jars of manuscripts and scripture, with linen wrapping fragments of antiquity. Jeremiah and some psalms were all there, with scores of more, and proven to be copied with accuracy. It affirms the word of God, using places, things, language, and some names. Describes the burning of Sodom and Gomorrah, yet some deny they existed tangibly. But we found these Ebla stones showing trade with these towns, and uncovered a cache of ashes and debris. It affirms the word. Places, things, language, and some names. It is not historical fiction for the stage. It confirms much of the history that he made. So many lost cultures, people, and things have been identified, attesting that they existed in real life. So God's word is magnified. The Jews, they marched and marched around the city, Jericho stood in defiance of the Lord. At a shout, the walls came down, but the walls fell out. They did not cave in, so the Jews could go up a ramp and waltz right in.
Wait, archaeology confirmed that?
Yep, the walls fell out, so the Israelites could go straight in, just like the scripture said.
Outstanding.
Learning is compelling.
It affirms the word. The word of God, using places, things, language, and some names. It is not a story of fiction for the stage. It confirms much of the history that he made.
Just look at all the things we have found.
Isn't that the place where Jesus was tried by the Romans?
Yep, and guess what?
What?
Dan, that's where Abraham lived, right?
You got it.
Found it, Ur.
Oh, I remember. That's where Abraham's father lived.
Found it, the Horites.
The Horites? Who in the world are they?
DK.
But we found them at Oyam.